she's not there.
I'm Sherry Preston. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has announced that the U.S. military has carried out three more strikes in the waters of the Eastern Pacific against boats in the Pentagon, says were suspected of carrying drugs. 14 people were killed, one survivor. Hurricane Melissa churning slowly in the Caribbean, on track to make landfall in Jamaica in a few hours as a Category 5 storm with winds of up to 175 miles an hour. It could bring 40 inches of rain and a 13-foot storm surge to the island. Amazon laying off 14,000 employees, about 5% of its total workforce.
It is one of the largest rounds of layoffs in the company's history. Why would Amazon be doing this right now ahead of the holidays while the company seems to be doing well? Well, in a note to employees this morning, they say the world is changing quickly. This generation of AI is the most transformative technology we have seen since the internet.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. This is ABC News. An 11-day cruise ends in Boston with dozens of passengers on board the ship doubled over from norovirus and not allowed to leave. Here's ABC's Wayne Cabot.
Norovirus is nasty. It can have you sick for days with nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, and remains highly contagious even after symptoms end. Cruise ships are a perfect home for the virus. People in close contact, sharing food, touching surfaces. Anybody who stays sick is not allowed off the ship. The CDC now reports 88 passengers aboard the Oceania Insignia tested positive during the voyage. Not clear how many have to remain on board or for how long while docked in Boston. Cheapest ticket for the 11-day cruise from Montreal, $4,699. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Stock market ticking further up into record high territory. Dow's up about 200 points this hour. Federal Reserve Board begins its two-day meeting today and is widely expected to lower interest rates for the second time this year at its conclusion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Planned Parenthood will once again be scheduling abortions in Wisconsin after nearly a month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts. Planned Parenthood President and CEO Tanya Atkinson said the organization was able to resume scheduling abortions as of noon yesterday because it no longer fits the definition of a prohibited entity under the new federal law that took effect this month. That means they can receive Medicaid funds. Wisconsin was the only state where Planned Parenthood paused all abortions because of the new federal law, Atkinson said. That law is currently being challenged in federal court by Planned Parenthood Federation of America and 23 state attorneys general, including Wisconsin's. Abortion is legal in Wisconsin, but the Republican-controlled legislature has passed numerous laws limiting access. A 24-year-old Manitowoc man died in a rollover crash yesterday in the town of Newton. Manitowoc County deputies say a caller reported the crash just before 7 a.m. The caller told them the driver had been ejected from the car. Sheriff's officials say the car was heading west on English Lake Road when it went off the road and hit a culvert in the ditch before rolling over. The driver was pronounced dead on the scene. He was the only one in the car. A proposed bill at the state capitol would give sexual assault victims more time to seek justice. Lawmakers want to double the statute of limitations for filing second-degree assault charges from 10 to 20 years. Supporters say the change reflects advances in science and acknowledges that many survivors take years to come forward. The bill would also make it easier for victims to break a lease if they need to relocate for safety. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Badgers basketball in the spotlight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college hoops. The Badgers men's basketball team getting ready to host Campbell University out of North Carolina next Monday night at the Kohl's Center. Wisconsin ranked 24th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard, are the Badgers getting some national attention at the start?
Well, I think it's always been on the national radar. Whether you're ranked or not varies from year to year and varies within the year. I think this program is very well respected nationally. I think it's been extremely stable and extremely consistent over the last 25 plus years. So whether you get ranked right away, how high you get ranked, really that's irrelevant. You still have to go play the games.
Baseball game four of the World Series continues tonight in LA. The Dodgers winning last night over the Blue Jays 6-5 in a game that lasted 18 innings. Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run. The Dodgers Shohei Ohtani getting on base 9 times, a postseason record with 2 home runs. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to sunshine through your Tuesday afternoon. Southeast winds gusting around 20 and highs in the mid-50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies and lower 40s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, a northeast breeze, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 48.
They usually save the biggest movies of the year to come out around the holidays, Memorial Weekend, Thanksgiving, and Christmas Day. And if you're a big Neil Diamond fan, you might want to make plans to open presents and then go to the movies. Those film details on the way.
It'll rain a sunny day. I know. stop making music like this. We don't know either.
And when he lets go, half the valley shakes. Stretch out your one hand for him, 'cause that's what it's there for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there, 'cause that's what he's there for. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW with Neil Diamond. And big Neil Diamond fans, you are going to love this. On Christmas Day, the movie Song Sung Blue hits theaters. And it's going to star Hugh Jackman alongside Kate Hudson, which she's not just an actress anymore. She actually has her own singing career on the side. So they are going to star the two leads in this, what they're calling a docudrama about a couple from Milwaukee that sing in a Neil Diamond tribute band. So it should be really good. And Hugh Jackman said he's been in a lot of things. He's played Wolverine. He's been on Broadway. But singing and acting alongside a living legend like Neil Diamond, he said it was one of the most nerve-wracking experiences he's had as an actor.
Pet Supplies Plus Suamico has expanded, and Laura McKenna will be broadcasting live from the ribbon cutting this Saturday. Join us from 10 till noon at Pet Supplies Plus in the Urban Edge Town Center to grab some deals and pet the pups from Unforgettable Underdogs Rescue. See you Saturday.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry. I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Go ahead and just stand by me. It's local news and timeless hits. And stand by on 97.9 at WGBW because your next local news update is just 5 minutes away.
True love of mine. Are you going
7.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. After 70 years of caring for Green Bay's garments, Lindeman's Cleaning has new owners and a new name. All Lindeman's locations are now affiliated with Martinizing Cleaners, owned by Northeast Wisconsin residents Corey and Tricia Spice. The Spices said in a statement they will carry the Lindeman's legacy forward while embracing modern eco-friendly cleaning solutions. Services will include dry cleaning, alterations, shoe repair, and more. Lindeman's has five locations in Green Bay, De Pere, and Howard. Talking about who takes over the family farm isn't always easy. But a new Wisconsin program is helping make that conversation easier.
When you think about succession planning, it's not just the technical details. It's not just the financials and the how to transfer assets. I think farm families understand this. It's emotional. It's the legacy of that farm property.
That's Joy Kirkpatrick, the UW Extension's Farm Succession Outreach Specialist. That department is holding an event next month called Cultivating Your Farm's Future. It's a series of virtual workshops that guide families through farm succession planning. The deadline to sign up for the November and December workshops is this Thursday. Online quizzes can seem like harmless fun, but Oshkosh police are warning people they could easily lead to identity theft. The quizzes may seem innocent, like which Harry Potter house would you be in? Personal questions to determine whether you belong in Hufflepuff or Slytherin are often the same security questions used by financial institutions and other companies as part of the security authentication. Where did you grow up? Your favorite color? Your first pet, for example? Police say the quizzes can trick you into giving up information that could be used to guess your passwords and security question answers, with news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to sunshine through your Tuesday afternoon. Southeast winds gusting around 20 and highs in the mid-50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies and lower 40s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, a northeast breeze, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 48.
Blue sea haze, Jude box
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Just talking about the new upcoming Christmas Day Neil Diamond movie. And now we have a director of a film, an endearing one called Now More Yes, about a Milwaukee used car salesman. He's going to join the show tonight with Pete Schwabba on Nightlife.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I needed money cause I had none. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I left my baby and it feels so bad. I guess my days is done. Well, she's the best girl I've ever had. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Down
and mess me around and then work.
local news and timeless hits are all here on 97.9 WGBW. The leaves on my trees are beautiful, but they have not all dropped yet. They're working on it. But I feel like it's too early to start talking about Christmas trees, but we're going to. Coming up.
All the leaves are brown.
California, California dreaming of such a winter's day.
and timeless hits. My name is Laura McKenna. It is so good to be with you here on 97.9 WGBW. I did a little mowing up of the leaves in my yard that have dropped yesterday. And when I left for the show this morning, yeah, they're all coming down again. Looks like I didn't even do anything. So I feel like it's too early to talk about Christmas trees, but they've picked out the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. So it's worth mentioning. A Norway spruce from the town of East Greenbush has been selected, and it will be cut down this week on Thursday and then transported to Rockefeller Center 2 days later. That will be decorated with about 50,000 LED lights and Swarovski, however you say it, crystals. And the annual Rockefeller tree lighting is set for Wednesday, December 3rd.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're looking for a volunteer opportunity to pad that resume, or maybe you just like helping out, I got just the event for you. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And Wonders by Women is hosting a student-led volunteer opportunity for youth in the Green Bay area to help support the CART Auxiliary, a local nonprofit animal rescue, by providing them with toys as well as other items. Your participating in this event means you'll be making a variety of toys, fabric tug bones for dogs, cats, and other critters. So check it out. Sign up today. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW. If you were at Game 3 of the World Series, you got your money's worth last night. 18 innings. And now we go to Game 4 with the Dodgers in the lead. 2-1. Mike Clemens has more sports coming up at 11.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Now. All the blue skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and south.
Whoa, mercy, mercy, mercy.
they used to be long so far. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from me? Can't you stand that?
Visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves, leave your money.
news and timeless hits. WGBW.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
You an ode to chocolate today on Local News and Timeless Hits. It's National Chocolate Day on 97.9 WGBW. Do your best to save as much as you can to have something to hand out on Friday to the trick-or-treaters. That's why sometimes buying at the last minute is really financially the best decision for you and your waistline.
You didn't have to be so nice.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The National Hurricane Center warning that catastrophic winds from Hurricane Melissa are moving onshore in Jamaica and that the time to take cover is now. ABC meteorologist Kenton Jawicki.
This is one of the strongest storms we've ever seen in the Atlantic. Again, the strongest of the year over the Earth, but still just in general in all of our history of satellite data, the strongest in the Atlantic really means something. And Jamaica is really going to be devastated today, unfortunately, by this, especially that western half of the island.
The storm could bring life-threatening winds of up to